Test 77, Section 2, Question 24. This one, we're looking for an assumption in the argument. And basically what we get, if we kind of go through, tariffs tend to protect small percentage that works in the industries that make those but hurt everybody else. Polls show the fact that most people oppose such tariffs, so people don't really like the tariffs. So politicians would be more likely to be reelected if they voted against the tariffs, so they'd be more likely to be reelected. Now, the jump that we get here is we know that most people oppose the tariffs, but then it jumps to they're more likely to be reelected if they voted against them. And so we've got to bring a tie between what people dislike or what people are opposed to and their votes. So the voting was the new thing in the conclusion that wasn't anywhere in the evidence. So now we look for what must be assumed. Supporters of tariffs are not significantly more likely than opponents to base their vote for a politician on the politician's stand on this issue. So this one I held on to, and I said, maybe. It's possible because it is about whether or not the votes are going to come in. So let's hold on to it. Politicians always vote according to what's most likely to get them elected. That's too strong. We don't have to assume that they always vote a certain way. It's just saying whether they would or would not be likely to be reelected, not what they do or don't do. Politicians should support only general tariffs, since such tariffs would be more widely popular with voters than tariffs. That isn't really relevant. It's just about whether or not they're more likely to be reelected. And it doesn't actually say whether they should or shouldn't do anything at all. Politicians should never support measures that favor only a small percentage. Again, this one is talking about, it's making some sort of normative or judgment claim. We don't know what they should or shouldn't do. We are just making a claim about what would be likely to result in reelection. And people who would be hurt by the tariffs generally know that they would be hurt by them. This one, the problem with it is that we don't have to assume anything about what people do or don't know, just about whether their opposition is going to translate into votes. And so if we go back to A, and we can check it by making it false. If supporters of tariffs are significantly more likely than opponents to base their vote for a politician on the politician's stand, well, then all of a sudden, it does suggest that maybe the politician shouldn't be voting against it because the people who like tariffs are more likely to base their vote on that. And so A is definitely our best answer.